Two people have been confirmed dead at Diesu in the Upper Dinchra West District, whilst two have sustained injuries following gunshots during the installation of a new chief at Diesu. This follows a prolonged chieftaincy dispute that existed in the town. Our correspondent Kingsley Nanabuedu says there was no police presence during the installation because the police had earlier sought an injunction from the Dunkwa Magistrate Court because they sensed confusion, but the court dismissed the application.
An installation of a new chief was supposed to take place. Two people have been confirmed dead at the DSO Health Center, whilst two have also sustained some gunshot injuries. All it happened was that there were every indication that the insurrection probably would be characterized with some violence, and we saw some traces of it. During the day, the program itself started and the chief was carried. In the course of the procession, there were numerous gunshots from nowhere, and all of a sudden we saw about four or five people are falling. We were rushed to the DSO Health Center, where two have been dead. The other two that we saw have been referred to Dunkwa Government Hospital for treatment. As we came, there were not any security presence, so we decided to find out why that. According to the regional police commander, there were a problem which was long-standing chieftaincy dispute, which made the police sought court injunction to prevent them from carrying out this installation program. But of course, the court also said that they have dismissed the police order, what the police wanted them to do, because they have no power to look at the matter except the House of Chiefs, which the case was. So they decided, the police also decided not to be part of it. And this brought about all these things. So now the town is like a dead town now. People are not safe. And we just saw police presence here from elsewhere. We just saw their vehicles just passing. But the issue had happened in the afternoon earlier before this.
Have you been able to speak to any of the police officials to find out why they had not come there, even though they had earlier sought a court injunction against the installation of the chief?
Well, what it is that in the town itself, there, so I am told they have about four or five police people. So that is how come they sought the court injunction, because they had sensed some confusion, and the court also dismissed their application. So speaking to the regional police commander, they are aware of the situation, so they were not expecting the installation program to have come on. That is how come there were no any police presence here. But we called them and we told them the enormous how serious the situation was.
Now, so Kingsley, the dead, which morgue have they been taken to, and then the injured, which hospital are they in?
The injured have been referred to Dunkwa Government Hospital, but the dead, we were told that one has been sent home. He is from the town. So we were told that he's been sent to his house. One, two, the woman, I don't know where the woman is as we speak.
Kingsley Nanabue doing that interview with Doreen Ampofo.
Meanwhile, the Central Regional Police Commander, DCOP Moses Ninsi, says no arrest has been made so far, but calm has returned to the place. He said the situation is under control and that they still have their men on the ground monitoring proceedings. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
At the moment, we haven't collected any arrest. The men we sent there was to see that calm has returned. I'm sure at a later date we will report some arrest after contempt has been issued against some of them.
But do you still have your men on the ground now?
Yes, at the moment we have men on the ground. Even the district commander is still there. The situation has returned to normal. The uneasy calm has returned. So we have to monitor. So they are there. And we are also sending men even from the central region also there.
And for how long would they be there?
But at the moment, until we see that the situation has returned to normalcy, I cannot tell when we will withdraw them.
We also hear there is a serious tension in the town and the other faction is planning reprisal attacks. Are you prepared for any eventualities?
At the moment, the situation is under control. The town is very calm. And so we are only monitoring, see whether it will escalate for us to calm the tension. But at the moment, the police are.
So, any warning to the factions?
We are telling them that at least they should listen to us when we advise them. If they have listened to our advice, when we make them, the two factions, we made them at my office, these things will not have come on. and then it will not have developed intentions. They went out of the way and then this is the result. So I am telling them to remain calm and then use the court processes. The regional house of chiefs will give its ruling. If it gives its ruling and each of the factions is giving the go ahead to install a chief, they will provide them the script to install their chief. And so they should remain calm at the moment and they wait for the outcome of the case for the regional house of.
And that was the Central Regional Police Commander, DCOP Moses Nancy.